And we our place to stay, the man and woman had two children, a little girl and a grown boy. And the boy had an interest in the theater, the moving picture house, we call it. And he had an interest in it because he learned that he could take a record and add what he wanted to it. And they let him go free into the movie because he had a part in it. And so when we got our summer school over, we came home. And my principal had me a school at Christian Home. It's not there now. The building's torn down, but it's the other side of Liberty Hill. Well, my mother and daddy took me to the school, got me a boarding place, and I took up my school, 7 grades, 1 through 7. I was the only teacher. There I was, almost 17. And I made $60 a month and paid 15 of that for board and had to walk about a mile and a half to school. And I had one or two in the first grade, I think two or three in the second. I don't remember how many in the other grades. But some of those children are still living. And so I finished my school. And the next summer, well, my principal said, I want you to go to St. Clair County and teach, where I used to be superintendent before I came to be principal of Flat Rock. And he said, I'll get you a school there and get you a boarding place, and I just want you to go to St. Clair County. So I thought, well, good, that's the end of the world. But my oldest brother, some kind of a, I don't remember, it wasn't, I think it's a coupe, I don't remember, it seemed like it's a one-seated car. But anyway, he took me to Raglan. They had a school convention or some kind of a meeting the day before school opened to all the schools in the county. And so he took me there, and somehow I met the lady that I was supposed to teach with. It was a two-teacher school, and I was supposed to teach 1 through 4, and she taught 5, 6, and 7. And we boarded with a Mrs. Fletcher Talley that had 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls. And 3 of them were in school. And we had to walk, I guess, a mile to get to the school. But we managed. And during the winter, we had a chance to take a course at Asheville, the county seat, and a science class that gave us credit, college credit. And we bought our book between us, and I don't remember how we went, but somebody took us several miles. I think we went one night a week, and a science teacher from Jacksonville was teaching the class. I can almost think of his name, but offhand then I can't. But anyway, we took this extension course and talked till our school was out. And I came home, and we boarded the train in Asheville, and I came to Trenton, and I had, my daddy was to meet me there, and it was in March, and we went to, I'd had tonsillitis all winter, off and on, and I wanted to go to Chattanooga and have my tonsils seen about. And so he and my brother, my daddy and my brother, met me at the Trenton, at the station, and they got on the train and we went on to Chattanooga. And I went to Dr. Hogson's office and for him to look my tonsils over, and they were so bad that he decided then to take them out. Well, I had never been through anything like that. And so they put me in a chair, strapped me down, and I didn't know what they're strapping me down for then, but I know now. And he gave me a shot in one tonsil, and it was just abscessed, and it didn't hurt. But when he gave me the shot in the other one, that killed me. And so he had the nurse on one side to hold me with one arm and my daddy on the other. Well, I might have known then they was just about to ready to kill me. And I got loose from both of them somehow. And so whenever he got them out, he looked in my mouth, and he took me in my throat, and he said, "Clean as a cat's tongue." Well, we got on the train then to come to Trenton. And I hadn't had anything to eat since breakfast, and I was hungry. And somebody came down the aisle selling bananas. And I bought me some bananas. And of all things, to try to eat a banana after you had your tonsil taken out just a few hours before, I thought it would kill me when I tried to swallow that first bite. And we came on home, and it was getting late. And the road from Trenton to Flat Rock was so bad that the places that had pine poles across the road, just one after another, just like corduroy. And there we were in that open top truck, didn't have a top on it. And me was just had my tonsils taken out. And I got on, I made it through on that awful road from Trenton to Flat Rock. And I got home, and my mother knew that there's two things that I liked, and she had it for supper for me. And that was blackberries and cornbread. And of all things, to try to eat that. It's a wonder I hadn't bled to death. But I made it though, and got along fine. And the next year, I didn't go back to school. And that summer, my mother wasn't well, and I didn't go back the next summer. And I stayed with her and did the work and sent my two younger brothers, Swindell and Ernest, to school. I did the work and took care of her. She was bedfast with rheumatism, they called it then, in her knees. She couldn't walk. And my daddy was working in Florida with my older brothers in construction work, building houses. And she wasn't sick when he left. And we didn't tell him that she was sick because we thought that it would worry him. And she was down all winter. And the next spring when he came home, my second older brother ordered her some medicine from Tri-Week of Constitution. That was on the paper that came to Flat Rock at that time. They wasn't very the paper. Came three times a week. And he saw an advertisement for a medicine that would cure rheumatism. And so he ordered it for her and gave $40 for it. And it, she couldn't have any salt, no kind of grease. It was a very strict diet, but we kept her on it. And it cured her rheumatism, but it just burned her stomach up. Her tongue didn't have any skin on it, it was raw. And Dr. Hanser, the doctor, came and doctored her and cured her tongue and her stomach. And from then on, she never was bothered anymore with the rheumatism in her knees. And the next year, I wanted to teach, but my certificate, it would just lasted a year. So I went to Trenton and took the state examination and made 87. Took me all day to take it. And I got me a school at Hooker, Georgia. And I taught there that year. And next year I taught at Brown Gap. I don't remember how many years I taught there, but anyway, I taught in Georgia 5 years. And then, I'm 1927, Greg and I married, and I went back to school the next year, and taught at Bird's Chapel. That year, I taught at Bird's Chapel 2 or 3 years. I think I taught 3 years after we were married. And in that length of time, my greatest mother got down with arthritis and couldn't walk. And she was in a wheelchair and 15 years. And then she was in bedfast 5 years. And I took care of her. And in the meantime, in 1935, Maxine was born, 7 years after we were married. And his mother, we called her Granny, she lived 20 years after we were married. And Maxine was 12 then when she died. And I decided then, after that I would substitute some, and did. But in 1955, I guess, I don't remember, Maxine and Alfred came out of the Air Force. He had been in the Air Force 2 years before they married, and she stayed with him in Wichita Falls, Texas, till his 4 years was up. And when he came back, they enrolled in the University of Alabama. And I don't know why I decided to go back to school. I had missed school. I hadn't been back to school for 33 years. And I asked Grady if he could make it through the crop if I went that summer with them. And he said he could. I know it was hard for him. And I went with them that summer to the University of Alabama and got my certificate renewed that I had back in 1923. And I'd been out of school 33 years. And I came back and